This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, there is not enough time to turn everything around in here. Woo! I mean, literally, as the intro is playing, I am signing into computers. I am plugging headsets in, plugging computers in. And I started the migration process 5 minutes left in Liddell's show. Bringing in all my crap.
Yeah, I just had a password reset, a mandatory company password reset the other day, too. And then, you know, few months here, you get to sit down and go, oh, yeah, I changed my password.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to log into everything.
I can't remember what it is because you have to put in 18 characters, including Chinese letters and the Greek alphabet, for God's sakes, because, you know, we got to make things as hard as possible for us radio dum-dums to remember. I save everything to my computer in lieu of security because, like, I figure we're already just screwed anyway. And if I can't remember it, it's just saved to the computer, and that's how I get in. And if not, I have to create a new password. And then it's like, oh, you can't use your old password, or that's too similar to your old password. I'm like, oh, please, just please end it. Pull the plug now. Just, I don't care. I don't want to do this anymore. Technology, you're great, but you suck too.
Do you ever feel like you're in a world where you're constantly trying to prove to computers that you're not a computer?
In a world where you're constantly saying,
no, I'm a human being and you're the machine.
In a world. That is Metal Chris Paresh, on the other side of the glass, with us on this feel-good, not football Friday, but a feel-good Friday, right? It's the weekend. I woke up. My son called me the second time, and he said, Dad, T-I-G-F. I said, Tyler, it's T-G-I-F. Dad, T-I-G-F, it's the weekend, baby. He like drops his vocal range. He's like, it's the weekend, baby. I'm like, yes, it is. And I missed Monday, so it was a kind of a short week. I was out last Friday, so that was kind of a short week. Next week, what am I going to do? I got to work all 5 days.
Me too. And the weekend. Yeah. So, hey.
I mean, I don't have to be here on the weekend, but I got to work on the weekend, right? Because like a million and a half sporting events are scheduled on the weekend. Plus, I am so far behind in my NFL draft prep because I've been so focused on free agency and all the contract news and trades and rumors and allegations and this and that. Oh, my goodness. And the Capitals. The Capitals make a big trade. The Capitals make a big trade. Anthony Beauvillier. Hey! I'm the only one around here that knows who that is. I'm the only dude in Odyssey, D.C. that knows who that player is that the Capitals just got via trade today. Woohoo! Maybe Grant does.
You're like the hockey hipster.
I mean, basically, if you're our concert hipster, right? You were at another concert last night in Baltimore?
I was. I'm going to one tonight, too.
Baltimore, hon?
Balmer.
Did you have some crab cakes?
No. I wasn't up there for dinner and stuff. I just went up for the show. I probably got there about 9 o'clock.
Oh, that is a late night. You know what I was doing at 9 o'clock last night? I got home from the gym just after 8 o'clock, and I sat down, and I probably passed out at about 8:45. Did not see the light of day until about 10:15, 10:20. I was exhausted. I mean, at least one night a week now, I'm getting this where I'm so tired that I can't make it past like 9:30. And last night was not even 9 o'clock. I mean...
I'm a night owl.
There was not a lot on last night, to be fair. The Caps didn't play. The Wizards didn't play. None of the local college basketball teams outside of American played. No offense, I didn't watch that. But, I mean, it just wasn't a lot on last night.
Yeah.
You know, so it was the perfect night to...
Catch a concert?
Well, that's what you did, Metal Chris. I caught some flies.
I'm a night owl. Even when I'm tired, I can stay up all night. It hits me in the morning, and that's when I'm like a zombie, but I can stay up all night.
I can. But I was buoyed by the fact. I was so excited that Bobby Wagner is returning that I passed out before 9 o'clock. I was so excited that the Commanders were mentioned by Jordan Schultz. First, the only team mentioned... In pursuit of Trey Hendrickson. I was so excited to know that today would be the end, official end, sort of end, whatever, of the Jonathan Allen era that I fell asleep before 9 o'clock. Those are obviously all the stories that we're going to be covering in some way, shape, or form today. Plus, we're expecting to be joined from spring training and the Grapefruit League, the Washington National star center fielder. Jacob Young. That we're expecting that at the bottom of this hour, so just stay tuned for that. Might be a little bit later than that, depending on his workout schedule and all that stuff, so just hang tight. We are expected to be joined by Jacob Young. The Nationals, boys and girls, are on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app tonight. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler. Yeah, baby. That's right. Little Friday evening especial. Mets Nationals. Don't know if Juan Soto's playing. Gonna be in West Palm Beach. 6 o'clock, right after an abridged version of Craig Hoffman. So, in lieu of that, or in honor of that, I guess, we'll have Jacob Young on. Looking forward to that. We haven't had a chance to have anybody on from there just yet, but... looking forward to that conversation and hope to have plenty more throughout the year for you when it comes to the Nationals. And, you know, listen, I did say the Nationals, I think I said this last week before I left, you know, I thought the Nationals were like a, you know, 77-ish win team. They've won 71 games in each of the last 2 years. That's obviously not good enough, but it's better than... many of the prognosticators and many of the Vegas odds makers, which you all swear by and think that they know anything, when they in reality don't. And that's much better than what was projected and predicted. But it's clearly not good enough. Clearly not good enough. So this is an important year in their development for many, many, many reasons. And it has nothing to do with, oh, they didn't spend a lot of money, or they brought in a bunch of 9-to-5 ham and eggers, or, you know, that type of thing. Yes, all of that could be true. They did spend more money than they subtracted, net roster over net roster. It's not as much as we'd all like, but there is something to be said for, hey, man, let's prove it first. Before we go out and start dropping bombs. You know what? You know who had that philosophy for the most part? The Washington Commanders last year. Right? I mean, yes, they signed Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz during the offseason. Yes, obviously, they drafted Jaden Daniels. That was a byproduct of how bad they were. Not anything that they spent. Yes, they brought in Dorrance Armstrong and Tyler Biotish and you know, various other free agents, which we can run down the whole list of. But a lot of them were on one-year prove-it type deals, right? The type of deals that the Nationals are often accused of giving out and not breaking the bank for. Oh, there's no reason to get excited. Well, you know, listen, there's a lot of reason to get excited. I know they didn't have the number. Oh, wait a second. They did. They hit, right? I mean, they have top pick of Palooza, and Dylan Cruz and James Wood are about to embark on their first full Major League season. And they have a better roster all around. So we'll talk to Jacob Young about some of that. Yesterday, they broke out the big sticks against the Cardinals in a Grapefruit League action. Grapefruit League win, 12-1. Paul DeJong against his former team with a three-run home run. Keiber Ruiz, a couple of home runs. So we'll talk to Jacob about all of that. And again, the Nats and the Mets coming up spring training tonight, 6 o'clock right here on the Team 980. So you have that. But we'll start with the Bobby Wagner situation from last night. We'll spend the first couple of minutes on that. Listen, everybody should understand, and I think everybody knows, that Bobby Wagner was an instrumental part in turning this around. On the field and off the field. You start off the field, and I talked to Bobby throughout the year. Best story I've got for you that just kind of shows you, and maybe this is only important to me. After they beat the Giants at MetLife Stadium, what was that, week 7, whatever it was? Bobby Wagner had met with the media. It's a very, 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 very small locker room at MetLife Stadium, as most visiting locker rooms are. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world, including at Northwest Stadium. Please, whatever stadium you build, wherever you build it, please build a humane locker room. Not a dog kennel. Not a cage. I mean, can we treat people with a little bit of decency and respect, including the media? Okay? Including the media. Male and female. Can we please do that? But anyway, that being said, Bobby Wagner met with the media while I was bumping around, running around, talking to other players, because everything goes on at the same time. You gotta have, you know, you gotta have 18 pairs of eyes. So I didn't realize Bobby Wagner had talked already. You know, I was, again, interviewing other guys. Didn't see the group, the mob around him. So I went up to him when I saw nobody around him after, I don't know, 20 minutes of being in the room, 25 minutes after being in the room, and he had showered and whatever, and he was getting ready to leave. And I was like, Bobby, like, have you talked yet? He goes, yeah, we already did. I said, oh, okay, no problem. You know, I was just going to turn around and leave. Generally, when one guy speaks, right, you know, it can last for a while. It can go on. People can straddle up and, you know, ask the same questions and so on. And, you know, people are in and out because of, again, the nature of everything's going on at the same time. So I turn my back and, not expecting to be able to talk to Bobby Wagner. And he comes up to me and he nudges me on the shoulder. He's like, I got time for you. He goes, just walk with me as, you know, as he's kind of like leaving the locker room and heading towards the bus. And we had a 5-minute conversation. I think I asked him some pretty smart questions, including one about the week before, about about a defensive switch and call that he made. And I was like, you know, this is what I saw on tape. You know, can you explain it? And he just launched a perfect explanation. It was awesome. It was so smart. It was so mature, so professional. And I'm sure I'm slightly biased towards Bobby Wagner because he did that for me. And therefore, for you guys, because I played it on the show the next day. But the bottom line is, Bobby Wagner didn't have to do that. He was under no requirement to do it. And it just shows you one small, and I mean small, example of the professionalism and the character that Bobby Wagner has and brings to the Washington Commanders last year and moving forward this year and for who knows how long. Why and how? Because, well, simply put, when a dude is a Hall of Famer to be, unquestionably, he can crap on people. He can crap on people. And Bobby Wagner doesn't do that. And he doesn't do that to anybody. And I didn't have like this long-standing relationship with him. I had talked to him once or twice, maybe three times. I can't remember. Probably in a group setting or maybe a small individual setting. He didn't have to do that. Again, he didn't save the world or anything like that, but he didn't have to do that. And he gave me his time. He gave you the answers. You the time, because again, he's smart enough to understand not just doing me a favor, he's doing essentially you a favor that want to hear after a big win what it was like out there and what they're seeing and what they're doing and what they're thinking and why they won and so on and so forth, right? That's what the media does. It's the conduit to the players. Now, a lot of players have chosen the direct route, like Debo Samuel went to the Players Tribune and did a 2,000 plus word essay. All that's fine. Everybody does things a little bit different. But Bobby Wagner was a professional. Last year, this is according to Mason Kinahan, who I see pop up on my Twitter feed all the time, young guy. I'm not even sure if he's actually in the media, but he's got some good stuff. And clearly, I mean, he puts out some good material. 1,258 snaps leading the Commanders. 108 solo tackles leading the Commanders. 56 run stops leading the Commanders. 88.3 run defense grade leading the Commanders. 88.3 defensive grade, a 91.2 run defensive grade, an 86.3 tackling grade, all leading the team. A Pro Bowler. Okay, you think we overvalue him? He was voted a second team All Pro by the AP. He was a Pro Bowler, alternate, by his peers. Bobby Wagner means way more than just a traditional Mike linebacker, a traditional aging warrior. And it, honestly, it has nothing to do with me. I was just telling that story because I think it shines the light on what kind of person he is. But what he does on the field, what he does in the locker room, what he does on the team plane, what he does in the huddle, what he does on the sideline, what he does for young Jordan McGee and Dominique Campton and whoever else, Luvu, whoever else is in the linebacker room, is why Bobby Wagner's back. It's not just one thing. It's not just five things. It's probably 50 things. Indispensable. Now, at some point, they're going to have to move on, right? And maybe Bobby Wagner is going to say, that's it. I've had enough. He's getting his graduate degree from Howard. He's his own agent. He's an entrepreneur. And he knows that he easily can stay in the game, however, which way he chooses. Coach, GM, agent, whatever he wants to do. Broadcaster, and he can do other business items with the best of them. Bobby Wagner might be the best all around individual in terms of every walk of life that this organization has had in my time covering it since 2009. And that's not to cut anybody down. There's been some really smart, really good guys. Bobby Wagner is, as I sometimes like to say, the straw that stirs the drink. And that is a thick drink that he is stirring, man. That dude is unfreaking real as a person. And you see why they love him, and you see why they had no problem giving him a $2-plus million raise, 8 guaranteed, up to 9.5 with incentives. We don't know the incentives. It's not that important. The bottom line is Bobby Wagner's back. All right, that's how we start the show. Again, we're expected to be joined by Jacob Young later on this hour from the Washington Nationals. Nats on the Team 980 tonight against the Mets in spring training action. Take a time out, come right back, and make the quick turn on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I'm joined by Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we welcome you back. Just a couple of minutes away from being joined by National center fielder Jacob Young. Looking forward to that conversation. The other breaking news besides Bobby Wagner since we got off the radio yesterday is Jonathan Allen's officially going to get released here, kind of as expected. It doesn't officially forever close the door on him, but we know they tried to trade him. We know they let him speak to teams. He was a part of the Deebo Samuel negotiations. We'll tackle that more, plus Trey Hendrickson and a lot more in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. Jacob Young of the Washington Nationals straight ahead. So we want to take a quick time out and circle the wagons back for him as we will do that right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right. So we just mentioned Jonathan Allen, again, officially expected to get released by the Washington Commanders here after they tried to use him in trade negotiations with Deebo Samuel and establish the trade market. We will see where it all goes from here. As we mentioned and opened up the show, Bobby Wagner back on a 1-year $8 million fully guaranteed deal. The Capitals have acquired Anthony Beauvillier, formerly a New York Islander, last with the Pittsburgh Penguins, has had a pretty decent year for the Penguins, so that's a bright spot for them. Second time the two teams have hooked up on a deal. Does cost the Capitals a 2025 second-round draft pick, and as we mentioned, Jacob Young from the Nationals straight ahead, the Nats and the Mets spring training right here on the Team 980 at 6 o'clock tonight, and that's what's trending. All right, good to have you with us. Just past 1:30 here on a Friday afternoon as we keep mentioning the Nationals and the Mets tonight. Right here, spring training baseball, 6 o'clock from West Palm Beach on the Team 980. And right now, we're pleased to be joined, as we've mentioned a couple of times, by National center fielder Jacob Young, who is in West Palm Beach, obviously getting ready for tonight's festivities. Jacob, it's Chris Russell here in chilly D.C. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm hanging out in sunny West Palm Beach, loving life.
Well, my man, we thought winter was over. It was like 60 degrees earlier this week. Last night was like polar bear cold. Today is not as bad. So I'd rather be you. I'd rather be Jacob Young than me, I'll tell you that much. Well, thanks again for doing this. I appreciate it. And thanks to Kyle for hooking this up with the Nationals. So looking forward to this conversation. First of all, in general, how's spring training going? I know you guys had obviously broke out the big bats yesterday. I know the results don't matter, but anytime you get to lay a whooping on somebody, that's got to feel good, right?
Yeah, you know, anytime, you know, when you're playing someone in a different color costume, it feels good to, you know, go out and beat them, and especially when the offense feels like it does the brunt of the work. It feels real good to kind of get the confidence going with a lot of the guys.
Does confidence like that, like you said, roll over even in spring training when guys are in and out and there's a lack of cohesion like it normally would during the regular season? Can you feel that? Can you sense that?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, a lot of these guys, a lot of us have played with in the minor leagues and stuff, so we're close with them anyways. And so we've played with them, and we know we're all working kind of towards the same goal. You know, they're trying to stay ready in case something does happen to one of us, and they need to come up and help us out. So that cohesion kind of runs through, and we all have the same goal. So it's fun to watch, especially some of these younger guys you grew up in the minors playing with, watch having the success in the big league games.
Your obviously first full major league season was last year. I know obviously you came up in 2023 in August where you had that crazy like stop tour, like you were on a metro ride there before coming up to the Nationals. And again, what happened last year was awesome to see. So congratulations. But
thank you.
As you now, like, this is a different part of your career. So do you I know you're working your ass off, but how mentally do you allow yourself to relax a little bit mentally because of what you were able to show defensively, speed-wise, in every way last year? Or is it the same kind of like mental pressure that you have to put on yourself?
Yeah, I think just as professional athletes, we put that mental pressure on ourselves no matter what. You know, there's always someone trying to come take your job, and honestly, you're trying to win more ball games anyways. So that pressure, you know, individually, it was a cool year to kind of get your feet under you and kind of figure things out. But you know, you as a team, you want to have more success. So you're putting that pressure on yourself every day. You know, and there's different pressures this year. Now you're trying to lead some maybe guys who haven't been up there as long with Cruz and Wood. You know, trying to help them out and get them more. Their feet more comfortable and for them to understand everything that's going on. So, you know, the pressure is always there, but I think pressure is a great thing. It's a privilege. And so I love having it.
What are you most proud of from last year? Is it the defense? Is it the stolen bases, the ability to affect games in a different sort of way than a lot of times what we see in Major League Baseball in 2024 and now 2025? Like, is there something that you say, hang my hat on this more than anything else?
Yeah, I think honestly the part of defense was up there. I always believed I could play center field in the big leagues, and getting the chance to every day was an honor, and it was cool to be able to put my name up there with some of the best in the league, and that was awesome just to see them have the confidence in me to stick me out there every day. And honestly, the other big thing was just being able to play almost every game during the season. Availability is the best ability, as a lot of people say, and this is such a long, grueling season. Being able to post every day was an honor, and it was a lot of fun doing it.
National center fielder Jacob Young with us here on the Team 980. The Nats and the Mets getting ready for spring training baseball tonight, 6 o'clock right here on the Team 980. You can listen to the game with Charlie and Dave behind the call. I mentioned as I was bringing you on, like you're my maybe I mentioned it on social media. I should say that. I mentioned on social media, you're my type of guy. So I'm not a home run guy. I'm not a big, you know, swing and strikeout guy, launch velocity. I know all that stuff's important. I love speed. I love contact. I love running. I love defense. I love your game. Do you take a certain level of pride that you're a different ball player than maybe what a lot of fans, a lot of media, and quite honestly, a lot of baseball execs are looking at these days?
Yeah, you know, I think they're trying to bring it back a little bit. You know, I think they're doing different things to try to bring some of that speed back. And, and you see guys like Ellie De La Cruz and some of these other guys that are built around that speed aspect. And it's you can't tell me it's not fun to watch. I mean, watching Ellie run around the bases is one of the more fun things you can do. So, you know, I do take pride in it. I think there's a whole, set of athletes out there that have the ability to affect the game in a different way. I think there's a need for all of it, honestly. You know, you need the big boppers in the middle of the lineup, but you also need the guys that get on for them. And when the big boppers, maybe the ball's not flying that day, can you manufacture a run in a different way or save a run on defense? So I think it's all part of the game, and I think it was going away for a little bit, but I think it's kind of coming back, and I'm excited to hopefully be one of those pieces in the league that brings back the speed and makes people realize how important it can be.
What's the most important part of you and the way you developed as a center fielder last year? Is it the read off the bat? Is it your positioning? Is it your knowledge coming into an at-bat? Because, like, I'll take you back. I mean, one of the great catches you made, obviously, in Philadelphia, right, against the wall, and I was just watching it again this morning. I mean, you booked it, but you've got to know where that ball is going right off the crack of the bat, and you've got to be able to time it, and you got to watch the wall. Like, how do you mentally, like, handle all of that?
Yeah, you know, when you put it that way, there's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
But, you know, we focus a lot on the first step, and so that's kind of where my focus starts. If I want to have the best first step in the league, and I want to cover the most ground in the least amount of time. So I really look at those numbers and how much, you know, even if it's not in the perfect direction necessarily and it's not the perfect route, as long as I'm moving and they're moving and I'm making up farther distance than other people, then I believe that that's going to lead to more catches. So just the positioning and all that definitely matters, and our guys help us out a lot with that, which is nice. But in my head, I'm trying to read the swing, and I'm trying to get the best first step I can, and once that happens, just let my athleticism do what it does.
And it did, and it does. Jacob Young of the Nationals with us, kind enough to join us from West Palm Beach. Again, Nats, Mets here on the Team 980 tonight at 6 o'clock. You know, you mentioned playing with the other young guys. I won't say the young guys because you're still pretty darn young, but this is a young outfield, as we know, and it's a very talented outfield, and you guys can do a lot. I mean, Cruz was unbelievable in center field at LSU, too, but you're so damn good that you're the center fielder. Like, talk about the trio and growing, being able to grow together and mixing and matching some of the skill sets that you guys have.
Yeah, obviously Cruz is unbelievable out there, and I think that's actually what is going to make us even better. You know, having technically three center fielders out there with Woody too, and all of us have playing center field and kind of knowing how to go get balls on our own and not relying on one of the other person to do it. It's a really fun thing, and you know, you go watch Dylan just play baseball, and he plays the game the right way, and he plays with speed. He has the power tool. He kind of has all of them, and that's what makes him so exciting for fans and as a teammate to watch him play. And then when you go over to Woody, I've played with him since low A, so I've got to see Woody all the way up, and man, that he's in the box. He's one of the more special hitters I've ever watched play baseball. So. Yeah. Being able to have him do that, and as he's getting more comfortable in left field, he's going to take strides out there too, and I'm excited to go save a bunch of runs out there with him.
I mean, you know, like I know as a ball player, you're built, hey man, win as many games, we grow together, all of that stuff. Anything is possible. You know, as you know, fans and media have a different perspective, but like my approach this year is like, why not? Like, nobody expected the Royals to make the playoffs last year, right? I mean, if you guys can put it together and stay healthy, and I know that's a lot of ifs and a lot of things have to come together, but this is the time. And if you guys can show your mettle on the field and be in contention, they'll add to this team. Riz has never been afraid to make trades in July.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, the last couple of years, you had the Diamondbacks year before, you had the Royals last year.
Yeah, you're right.
Young teams that, you know, people sure say they came out of nowhere, but they kind of have the same building blocks. And that's kind of what I think we've been preaching all camp is, you know, I think Rizzo said it a few times. I think Davey said it is, you know, the rebuild's over, you know, and it's time. You know, if you try to rebuild every year, you'll be rebuilds forever. So you need to have that, that momentum and courage to say it's time. Let's go take this thing from some people. No one's going to give it to us. We know that, but it's time for us to go prove to everybody other than ourselves that we can go win ball games and we compete in this league.
Jacob Young from the Washington Nationals, nice enough to join us. All right, I know I got to let you go, but I got a couple more if you can bear with me here. The art of stealing a base. Again, much like what we talked about, you said the first step is the key. I asked about the crack of the bat. For you as a runner, what are you absolutely honing in on as the most important thing? Is it your lead? Is it your footwork? Is it the pitcher's, whatever stance, movement? How are you reading that as to, okay, I think I know what's going on here?
Yeah, luckily we have Par out there helping us out with a lot of that stuff, a lot of the tells and stuff that, you know, we've researched and our guys have researched and are able to tell us. But as we get closer to the game, it's all about just honing in on what the tell is or what that pitcher does compared to other pitchers, and figuring out, you know, how you can get just that half little step, because that's all safe and out is in this league is you know, less than a foot. So do figure all that out. But then the offseason, you know, figuring out what you do, maybe what you're doing differently than some of the guys that are stealing more bats than you. Is your lead smaller? Is are you getting a worse jump? You know, if you have the sprint speed, why are you not getting as many bags? Mm-hmm. So just kind of during the offseason, figuring all that stuff out. So when you do get in the season, all your focus is on the read or the pitch type. You know, oh, I know he's throwing a curveball in 2-1 counts. I'm going to go in a 2-1 count here. And if it's a breaking ball, I know I'm safe. So, you know, just going on those type of things and trying to get that little competitive advantage to try to be safe.
Jacob Young of the Nationals with us again. Nats, Mets, 6:05 here on the Team 980. My friends at Talk Nats, an independent site that covers the Nationals, they were pointing out when I told them that having you on, they were pointing out that, and I wasn't aware of this, that out in the red porch at Nationals Park, there's a little fan group or fan gathering for you. Are you aware of this, and do you mix it up with them? Because I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, you know, there's a few guys out there that I'm season tickets, so they're out there every game. And,
right.
I mean, you go see the same person 82 times, 81 times a year. You know, you get to start knowing them, and they're just big fans, and they love to see the team do good, and they love to see you do good. So it's fun to be able to turn around and have some familiar faces to look at and hear cheering you on. So they've been great out there, but yeah, no, it's fun to hear them cheering on and all their support.
Do they do the gator chop for you, being that you're a Florida Gator,
not
or no?
Not too many gator chomps. No, I don't think too many of them know that one. But they have their own cheers, and they have a good way of getting my attention when they need it.
Right. Last thing for you, and again, appreciate your time. Just when you think about how much your life has changed, I mean, like I mentioned, 2023, you were on like the express stop, like the multi-stop tour to get here. You get here, and then last year maybe doesn't start exactly the way you want, and then you come right back up, and then you're here, and you make such an impact. When you think about how much your career life has changed, just say in the last year and a half, do you have to almost maybe pinch yourself as weird, but you know, like stop yourself, take a deep breath, and go, "Wow, look at what's going on here."
Yeah, 100%. I always tell myself, you know, if it's a tough time during the year, whatever it is, you know, think about what 12-year-old you would be saying right now, playing in these ballparks and living out your dream. You know, that's really all it is. You're living your dream of what, you know, almost everyone wants to do as a kid is play professional sports. So, you know, having that all happen so quickly, and in the middle of that, I got married as well. So,
yeah,
you
yeah. Know, congratulations on that.
Thank you. So it's just, you know, it's been a wild time, but it's one of those things where you're trying to tell yourself you're living in the greatest time of your life right yeah. now. So you might as well try to enjoy right. it. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's been a lot of fun. And I just want to keep on making these moments happen and make more of them.
I know I mentioned I'm not a home run guy, but your first home run was, I believe, on Father's Day, if I remember correctly. So I'm sure important there. And you did hit a home run against the Yankees. I mean, you know, yeah. like, do you remember like 7-year-old Jacob Young going, one day I'm going to hit a home run against the New York Yankees?
Yeah, you know, honestly, crazy. I actually hit one against the Angels, and we grew up as Angels fans. My parents are from California,
right.
So honestly, hitting one against
that's
them was
important.
Almost more of a pitchy moment. Like, oh man, I just homered against the team I grew up watching and
awesome.
Idolizing.
That's
so
right.
it was cool. Nothing will beat the Father's Day one, and being able to do that, talk to my dad after the game and give him some of the stuff from the game. But yeah, definitely doing it off in stadiums that you grew up watching and stuff like that is unbelievable.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, listen, I got a million other questions, but I'm going to let you go. You got a game to prepare for and the rest of spring training. Can't wait to see you guys up here at the end of the month. Thank you so much for doing this. Have a great rest of the spring, and obviously looking forward to watching you all the time out there with the other young guys.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait for the season to start.
Absolutely. Jacob Young of the Washington Nationals, nice enough to join us for a good spot there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. You can see why he's part of that mix out there with the defense, the speed, Wood, you know, Cruz, again, interchangeable, as he mentioned. Now, you know, listen, I kind of make a little, I truly don't care, you know, about the home runs and the exit velocity and what I, you know, make, he's got to get on base more to use that speed more. Obviously, the defense travels. Ballpark to ballpark, that's such a huge part of it. But if he can get on base more and use that speed more, then the Nationals become even more dangerous. And he went one step further. I mentioned the Royals from last year. He mentioned the Diamondbacks from 2 years ago. And he's absolutely right. They won 84 regular season games. Nobody gave him a chance, and they wound up going to the World Series. You never know. All right, thank you to Jacob Young. Thanks to Nationals PR. Again, Nats, Mets tonight, 6:05, right here on the Team 980. We'll take a timeout, come on back, and we'll get into Jonathan Allen. Jonathan Allen. That is next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we approach the end of hour number one here on a busy Friday. We will get into the Jonathan Allen situation coming up on the other side of two, but appreciate Jacob Young for joining us. Thought that was a good spot. Nats, Mets tonight, 6 o'clock right here on the Team 980. We'll have a couple of spring training games, and we'll try and you know, balance guests and whatever around that to help make mention that The Nats, you know, and who knows, you know, early in the year, with the Capitals doing what they're doing and the Stanley Cup playoffs, we probably have some Nats games on. That's not official by any means, but that's generally the way it works here on the Team 980. So we'll let you know, obviously, when they're playing here on this side of the aisle. But thanks so much to Jacob Young. He was great. Thanks as well to Kyle from Nats PR. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Get ready for baseball season. Yes, believe it or not, this station does talk more than just about the Commanders. I mean, listen, I can't control everyone else. I love baseball. I love hockey. Okay? And I love talking about different things.
We going to start talking about women's curling today?
No. Sorry. Let's go to our guy, Chris in Damascus, who I know is a big baseball guy. What's up, Chris? How are you?
First of all, Chris Russell, that was, you showed your true professionalism.
Oh,
that was
you.
One of the best interviews. I don't care what sport it was. Yes, I am a baseball guy to the T, and you covered everything in a couple that I didn't even think that you would, like the Rizzo, what Rizzo's comments. I give you a 99. I mean, it was professional the way you interviewed the gentleman. And you covered so much ground.
Oh, I appreciate
that.
You
would have done even. I mean, it was so, Chris, I mean this. This is super professional. It's nonsense. Hell, that 980 Willingham and Denton before this didn't even mention when they go to all. There's Maryland basketball and Georgetown and George Mason on Saturday. Nobody mentioned the game tonight. I don't know. That's a CK problem. But no, Chris, I'm serious. That was a great interview.
You
get a 99. The only one thing. He did that you could have thrown in there when you talked about him going back to the wall. Jacob Young was actually, it should have been a Gold Glove, but he was in the running and he got close enough. So
I didn't want to put him in a tough spot about that. I tried to highlight the defense without, you know.
Exactly. But here's what that, and you did it perfectly. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But you could have thrown in one more bone because actually, what the one thing he was, a lot of guys can go back on a ball, and he talked about it. He hit on it. His first step. He was like Andrew Jones coming in on the ball, going side to side, diving, laying out. All you know how they quarterbacks give their offensive linemen stuff for buy them dinner or whatever. Jacob Young saved those pitchers so many runs it wasn't even funny. But he was one of the best. And I've seen baseball all my life. I go back to Paul Blair playing center field for the Orioles, and he was one of the best. But Jacob Young was one of the best at coming in on it. And the only other thing we didn't touch on was his bunting skill. I think he might have led the whole baseball in bunt hits. But that was excellent.
I forgot. That was on my list, and I forgot to ask him about that. You're so right.
You did that very professionally, though. The way you rolled it out there was so it was really good. It could have been. It was like you were interviewing a Caps dude or something. It was really excellent. Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you promoting the game. Keep up the good work. And thank you to Metal for that. Shot in the Dark. I love that song.
My guy. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for all the nice words. And I appreciate that, you know, that we could still talk about, like I said, other things. And I love baseball. Can't wait for the baseball season to begin. And I truly, I mean, you know, I would say this. I mean, listen, I said, you know, 77, 78 wins. I'm trying to be fair because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to, unfortunately, have a sell-off at the deadline. But if they can hang in there and if they can compete and if they can be a little bit better then people think, maybe Riz adds instead of subtracts, you know? So who knows how this might go, and we tried to cite those examples. Appreciate Chris in Damascus, always kind with the nice words. Yeah, if you missed it, hit the Odyssey Rewind. Jacob Young was awesome. 1:30 right here. Of course, it'll be podcast after the show, so you can download, listen, and check it out in case you missed it. You know, again, listen, it's easy to love James Wood. It's easy to love Dylan Cruz. You know, it's easy maybe to love C.J. Abrams. But a guy that is a little bit of a throwback, but even he said, you know, it's starting to make its way back. Teams are doing things a little bit differently. I just enjoy watching him play. But I value speed and defense. All right, 158, Team 980. Jonathan Allen is going to be released. Not a surprise. What does it all mean? We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.